You are now listening to The Show with me.
Boo, second to last episode of season two. It's time. Gabe's back.
I am back. Hello.
And Sam is here.
Ah!
We're all here. We're all back for the last two episodes of this season.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Two?
Yeah.
Time is... I hate time.
Oh, yeah.
Time moves too fast.
Why are you wearing your hoodie?
Because it's comfortable.
It is. Hoodies are comfortable.
I didn't wear my
hoodie. Kieran should know.
Today.
He was wearing my hoodie early.
What?
I was.
Yeah.
Fell asleep in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very comfortable hoodie. I love this thing.
These are cute.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabriel.
I know.
Anyways, Sam had walked in to the studio before this episode.
Walked.
And told me what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about me, Garrett, and Rock. We were just talking about Star Wars stuff.
Yes, which is, ironically, one of the topics that I had set up for today.
What?
Huh.
I'm so excited. I love Star Wars.
I love Star Wars, too. Yippee. So, boys, what do you think about Star Wars?
Love it.
They messed it up.
They did mess it up, unfortunately.
I'm really sad about that one.
We don't talk about the sequel movies. Just ignore them.
Pretending the sequels don't exist.
Just imagine Kylo Ren and then stop thinking.
Movies 7 to 9 do not exist.
Exactly. Anyways, but the Clone Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars were great.
Love that show so much. Grew up with it.
Yeah.
Everything about it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, all the war crimes committed by clones is a lot. There's
very
a lot.
Funny, actually, that they just kind of gloss over that.
Yeah, it just like when you watch it, it's supposed to be a kid's show. And then you go back and watch it, and you're like, these guys are like actually committing
atrocities.
Space crime. Yeah. Both sides.
I think there were several episodes where they were firing at their own men.
Yeah, well.
I think that was.
Well, I mean, I don't think they were doing it on purpose.
No.
Because, like, I mean, Order 66, that's
well,
a
there was definitely one episode where they were doing it on
purpose. Yeah, that was under General Krell.
Yeah.
Because Krell just hated clones.
Mm.
And he hated, I don't know, wasn't he, like, with the Separatists?
I think.
Yeah.
I think he was a Separatist.
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember that episode entirely. But, like, he was attempting to get the clones of the 501st to fire on their own men on his legion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they turned the whole thing around and defeated Krell, which, by the way, he was a sick Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Until, you know, turns out he was just a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
But that's actually one of my favorite episodes.
Gabe?
Yes. Hello.
What's your favorite thing in Star Wars? What do you like?
Lasers.
What's like lasers?
They got a lot of those. There's some
lore
behind it.
Like lightsaber lasers, or?
Well, not just lightsabers, but also their blasters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some crazy lore, crazy weapons that they somehow mastermind.
Heavy.
I like Heavy. Heavy's fun.
Heavy was a cool dude.
There are a lot of things in Star Wars that I would like to see adapted.
Oh, absolutely.
For example, Project Blackwing.
Blackwing? What was that?
Project Blackwing was the thing in the book Death Troopers.
Oh, that's the
Stormtrooper zombies. Yes.
I would love to see a movie off of that.
It was because that would explain the whole somehow Palpatine returned thing from the sequel movies.
That would
explain it because that's the whole point of it. That was the whole point of Project Blackwing, is to make the Emperor immortal. So it would show that, hey, they did eventually get it right, and that's why Palpatine's still around.
It wouldn't fix the sequels, though.
It wouldn't fix it, but it would fix that one detail.
And it would be a good movie, too.
Yeah, it would
be
great.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Yeah. Could you imagine an R-rated Star Wars movie?
Oh, dude, that'd be You know what it would need to have? Clone Commandos.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to see a movie with a commando in it.
Yep.
We need one of two things. A Clone Commando movie, or a new Clone Commando game.
Mm-hmm.
The classic game was pretty good.
It was so good. Oh, my gosh. I'm still playing through it. It is amazing.
They finally ported it over to PC and all that stuff.
Got
that sorted out.
Oh, yeah. I got to get it then.
Yeah, you guys should play it. It's like Halo, but Star Wars, and it's so fun. The controls might be a little wonky. Because, I mean, it was designed for the Xbox, not the 360 Xbox.
I thought it was made for the PlayStation.
No, it was originally designed for the original Xbox.
Okay.
So good luck trying to figure out the controls for that.
I'll figure it out. It's fun.
But oh my gosh,
I can always remap it.
It's so fun. If they make a new one, I'm going to throw so much money into that.
Mm.
You have no idea.
Well, I want really bad is I want a really good like. I just want like Battlefront's okay.
It is. It's
an all right game. The newer ones are all
bad.
Right.
No. They're not bad.
They're all right. It's because of EA. EA sucks. No one likes EA.
They have potential to grow. There's just nothing being grown there.
But the original Battlefront games were, oh my God. They were so good.
They were amazing. Playing them on the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
They also re-released them, I think, to consoles. I don't know about PC.
With mods, but they didn't do it completely right. They're still buggy.
They're still buggy. That just makes them all the better.
Redoing, I believe, the new Battlefront game is going to be made by the guys that did the first one.
Battlefront 3?
Yeah.
They're making a third one?
They're making another Battlefront, because Battlefront 2 sucks.
Well, the new one, it's bad. It's
new
good.
Bad.
It needed, not the new one.
It got worse.
It's worse now?
Ever since they added loot boxes to it.
Oh, they got rid of those.
I know.
Yes.
But they couldn't undo the damage that had been done.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It was pay to win.
Yeah, it was pay to win. You had to pay an additional $40 to use Darth Vader.
That's insane.
Which, already on top of what, a $60 game, right?
Yeah.
So it's $100 to play Darth Vader.
To play as one character.
And then they reverted it, and then, like, no one played it still because it was still a buggy mess.
Exactly. Yes. It was because it was bad. It wasn't
good. But the graphics in it, though.
The graphics and gameplay was bad.
Yes. I love playing as the heavy trooper Last Standing. Oh my gosh! It's so cinematic.
I read something a while ago where the newer Battlefront game, what they're doing is returning to like the OG like gameplay and stuff from the original Battlefront trilogy.
Yeah. Okay,
but they're stylizing it after the Clone Wars show.
Wait. Okay. So you're meaning like we're gonna get like
Bad Batch kind of or
yeah.
Like, okay.
That's what I read that a long time ago. That could have fully changed at some point
they
in development.
Could definitely
right.
I mean, I'm
But
gonna,
could
I'm,
you imagine that?
I'm going to be honest, I really liked the style of Battlefront 2. The way that they made everything. For starters, the Clone Wars outfits for Anakin and Obi-Wan were just
they were great.
Chef's
were
really kiss.
Good. Have you seen the Ahsoka TV show?
I have not.
No.
They perfectly did Anakin's Clone Wars uniform in that.
I have to see it then.
It's great.
I'm going to go home and watch that either tonight or tomorrow.
Like, there's a few questionable details in the show, obviously, but it's basically it's an additional few episodes to Star Wars Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
The
Rebels was
show.
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, I loved it. It's basically it's extra episodes to that. Ezra, you know, the main character from Rebels, is played in live action by the same guy that voiced him in animation.
Sick.
Oh my god!
Cool. Same thing with Admiral Thrawn, which I thought was sick.
That's cool.
That is sick. But you know what'd be cooler? I want to see a bounty hunter show about a specific kind of one. Do you know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of three bounty hunters come to mind when I say the coolest. Boba Fett, we already have a show for
it. We already have it, and it's mid. It's basically Mandalorian season 2.5.
It's Mando 2.5. Yeah, we get it. Cad Bane.
Cad Bane would be cool. He showed up at one point in Mando.
He did. He did, and it was such a cool... I love looking at that, because it's...
He looked great.
He looked spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
And the hat, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love the hat.
I love the hat, and so does he, you know, considering he fights anybody for it. But finally, Dirge.
I don't even remember Dirge.
Dirge? Let me look him up for you. Okay.
Was Dirge in Clone Wars?
In like the 2D animated show.
Oh,
yes.
The 2003 one.
Classic,
oh yeah,
bro.
The classic.
That's the Genndy Tartakovsky one.
Oh, dude,
that's the dude that made Primal.
Let me find a really good picture of Dirge for you. So, that's Clone Wars Dirge. He's kind of goofy.
Oh,
looking.
I know that guy.
He's a little sick. Oh, but let me find.
He looks like Punisher on steroids.
Let me find the comic book ones. Oh, the
with
comic
a longer neck.
That's comic book.
Yeah, right? I know him.
He's like,
there you go.
He's like Bane, but massive. And
you know what I want to see canonized? I need to see Starkiller canonized.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Starkiller.
I do too.
That would be sick.
He needs to. I need
they
to
gave
see
him,
him
a game, right?
He had a game. He had a few.
Yeah, he's
Force,
had
Force Unleashed.
He's had two games.
He had two games. I need to see him either in a TV show or a movie. I just need to know that he is in fact real.
I want that happened. Yeah. I want them to just like reference him, so that they can lead into something.
So that they can, not even that. I just want them to say, "Oh yeah, that's canon. That happened."
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, people thought, "Oh, the Force Unleashed games were Legends. They weren't. That was like a Legends title. That wasn't a canon title."
They did an interview with the guy not too long ago, and it was like him getting hired onto the staff for I believe he was the model,
yeah,
and like the voice actor,
yeah.
And he was like, they wanted him to be really versed in the lore and how Anakin would have taught him,
yeah.
And how little he would have taught him, and the excessive depth of all the Jedi, like, mind meditating, all of that.
Yeah, you know what? Something like that. Ray Park, the guy that did Darth Maul in Clone Wars and in Rebels, is such a huge Star Wars nerd.
Oh, my God.
That he had to correct Dave Filoni, the guy that directed pretty much the entire Clone Wars saga.
Yeah.
He had to correct him on a lore detail.
Oh my gosh.
Which is great.
The guy
Which
that
is
made
so
the Clone
funny.
Wars.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
And he was like, well, this wouldn't make sense because this. And then Filoni just looked and he was like, huh.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right about me. I should have known that.
I should have known.
Dude, the guy.
Ray Park is funny.
He's such,
he's
and
so
he's
cool.
such a good Darth Maul.
Oh, have you seen?
Oh my gosh.
He did the mocap for
he
his
did the
lightsaber fights.
And
as
the
well.
Kenobi scream.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. When he did that scream, like, actual veins started popping out of it. I honestly thought he would have passed out doing that.
Oh, yeah. Ray Park is incredible.
Oh, my
Darth
gosh.
Maul.
He's done spectacular. But you know what would be really sick? A Grievous movie.
Ooh.
I would kill for a Grievous movie. Oh,
I
my
would
gosh.
Like to see an or-
I want his
just
entire
an origin.
Life.
I want an origin movie for Grievous. Like, we know the lore.
Yeah, we already know.
He's a cyborg.
He's a cyborg that goes around just taking out Jedi because he can.
I want to see him do that.
Yeah. I want to see what his collection, his, because like he has like an entire planet with a home base where he just keeps his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that. I want to see him go out and do things. I want to see Count Dooku point and tell him to go do something, and then he go do it.
Do you want to know my favorite thing about Grievous?
What?
In, I believe it was the second movie in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Which one was that? It was Phantom Menace. What came after that?
I think that's like actually just called the Clone Wars.
No,
Revenge of the
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Yeah.
But it was in that movie when Anakin met Grievous for the first time. He said, "General Grievous, you're shorter than I expected." And because of that one throwaway line, when they started making the Clone Wars animated series, both the 2003 one and the newer one, the more recent one, they had to jump through so many hurdles because Grievous is very heavily shown in Clone Wars.
Especially
do you
in the,
have any
in
idea?
The 2D show.
Do you have
my
any
gosh.
Idea how many hurdles they had to jump through to make sure that Anakin never met Grievous?
Several.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it was the third movie. It was the third movie that he showed up because he had the long hair.
Yes.
But it was really funny to me that they went through so many, like, loops and hurdles to ensure that they were either always, like, on opposite sides of the battlefield or, like, just miss each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think that that's the funniest thing that you could ever do with Star Wars.
Yeah. But he's so cool.
He
like,
is sick.
And he has like barely
General Grievous.
Like not enough stuff is
There's
about
not
Grievous.
Enough of him. Yeah.
There's not enough of Grievous. There's not enough of Cad Bane. Please.
I want more of him.
I want
yeah,
I want
need
more
to dive in on these little
yeah,
these, side characters.
And these little
never got.
And Dirge, like, oh my gosh. Have you seen him in the Clone Wars?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember him.
He's a terrifying he rides a bike. Like an actual
yeah.
like he's a biker.
Yeah.
A bicycle?
He's so...
Like a motorbike. Aww. Like a speeder bike, I think.
He's such a cool Ooh. Bounty hunter. And there's, like, nothing on him. Like, there's comic books with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it presents him in the best, like, terrifying fashion ever.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposed to be, like, an indestructible bounty hunter. Mm-hmm. He isn't. you know, because in the movie he kind of, you know, but
die.
Yeah, just a little bit. But he's so cool. You can't just gloss over something like that.
I mean, they did pretty well, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they did gloss over it.
What
pretty
I
want to
see, though, is... Oh, God, what was I going to say? There's a lot of, like, cosmic horror in Star Wars.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
in the comics.
What are they called? Star Eaters?
Yeah.
I think...
I need to see something with, like, those, like, really big cosmic horror aliens. That's what I want to see in Star Wars. Like, even just animated or as, like, a movie... Or
yeah,
even in a game.
I'm saying like a movie animated in the style of like DC. Like, you know how they do their animated movies?
I
want
to see a Star Wars Visions type animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've seen the Visions show,
yeah,
right?
With all the different animation styles.
It's like Love, Death, and Robots, but it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's a different animation studio on every episode. And it's really, really good.
It is.
It's so good. And I think that that should be an approach for... I think they should take, like, a DC approach, where they, like, just adapt comic storylines into animated movies.
They could do stuff with Dirge if they did that.
Yeah, they could. They could.
Yeah.
And it could be really well done.
It could be.
I think that's what Marvel should have done.
Just made, like, anime. I mean, they made a few animated movies
and
shows. Yeah, and
some of them were okay.
Yeah, they did.
Some weren't.
Some weren't.
Fair
Absolutely
enough.
Not. No.
I mean, like, they made the Spawn stuff.
That wasn't DC or Marvel. That was Image.
You're right.
Image did Spawn.
Oopsies.
So pull Image out of retirement.
They're still doing stuff.
You don't really.
They do Invincible.
They do Invincible?
Yeah, Image does Invincible and The Walking Dead.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Why didn't I know? Why?
You didn't bother
Why
looking.
Why is your name not on there?
You didn't decide to look it up.
Yeah, Image Comics did Invincible, Spawn, and The Walking Dead, I believe. They also did... they also had... Sonic the Hedgehog for a while, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Sonic Underground?
No. They had Sonic the Hedgehog, and then IDW and Fleetway had Sonic as well.
Hmm.
But I think Image also had Ninja Turtles at one point.
Which Ninja Turtles?
That's a good question.
Like the 80s and 90s?
No, I think that they did... I think it was either The Last Ronin or it was another one of the more recent ones.
Okay, because I was...
Gabe, look that up.
What am I looking up?
Did Image do any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ones?
I'm going to be honest. I liked the Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. I'm
not
going to lie.
They looked too weird for me.
They looked weird, but...
I liked Shredder. That was it.
Shredder was cool. I'll be honest. I liked the Turtles.
Actually,
I liked
Bebop
the
and Rocksteady looked pretty good.
They were so good.
I'll give
them
that.
Oh, my gosh. I really wish that they did more with the mutant stuff. Because, like,
yeah,
it was
the
first
2007 one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it
was. Okay. But I'm just saying, those movies, to me, they were good. I liked them.
They were great. I just liked the designs. I liked the way it looked.
Yeah, the way
it looked. I did not like the way the turtles looked.
I mean,
I liked the way everyone else looked. Like Splinter, he looked great.
They did him well. They did him justice.
The new movie was pretty good, too.
The new movie? I did not get to see
the like,
new
teenage
movie.
Actual...
Yeah, with the actual... The animated
like,
team. Gumball from The Amazing World of Gumball played Leonardo.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
But, like...
They're, like, actual, like, 14-year-old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan is Splinter.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really funny, because they also gave him an afro.
They did.
Yeah.
I remember seeing
Kinda
that.
Wild.
But... I don't know. I liked the style of the Michael Bay TMNT.
I did. I thought that it was that it was like done very well. It could have been done a lot better, though.
Yeah. I can agree.
It could have gotten the Sonic the Hedgehog movie treatment.
But I did not hate the way.
You know
that,
what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Why did the turtles have nostrils?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a little odd, I'll be honest. But I could look past that. I didn't hate it too much.
It took away so much, honestly, dude.
It was
I
like
could
Detective
not...
Pikachu with the similar animation
yeah,
style.
But I liked Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
They made it look good.
Yes, but...
Because they
the turtles...
kept it true to the original style. They just made it look realistic.
Yes, they kept them too realistic. They should have cartoonified them just a little more.
Nah. If they made them too cartoony, it wouldn't really fit in. I'm
okay,
going to be
so
fully honest.
The schnoz.
Let's see, what else did they do? I'm on the Image Comics website right now. Because I thought that they did do
I liked how they portrayed them. They were like, personality-wise.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked
They did G.I. Joe.
They did G.I. Joe.
Image does G.I. Joe, and they do Spawn.
The G.I. Joe comics were kind of wild. Dead. As a kid, I'd get them in like the Skechers box.
Did you hear that they're making a G.I. Joe Transformers movie?
Yeah.
Finally?
It's because they're in the same universe.
Yes,
it's about
time.
Along with,
like, My Little Pony, right?
Huh?
They did My Little Pony, yeah.
They crossed over a couple times.
What?
Transformers and My Little Pony had a crossover.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
When?
I don't remember.
The Skechers comics.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you. The comic books that you would get in the Skechers like boxes as a kid.
Those were really good.
Great. I love
those. I like those. You can't find them anywhere.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Because they don't make them anymore.
I know.
Which is sad because I really liked opening up the shoe.
Yeah.
The shoe box with the springs in it and just reading those books at the shoe store. Because, you know, trying on and getting new shoes is a boring endeavor.
It is.
You get a free comic book. It's suddenly so much better.
No, I'd get those for Christmas, and I'd be so excited.
Oh,
and
my
god! New shoes and a comic book?
Exactly.
Oh, Image did Jupiter's Legacy.
Who?
Jupiter's Legacy.
Jupiter? You mean...
Jupiter's Legacy.
The Roman god of the heavens?
Yeah, the Netflix show. They also did Lego Ninjago.
That's... what the
Lego
movie or
Ninjago?
Show?
Ninjago?
The comics.
Oh, the comics?
Oh, okay.
I liked the comics. Those were good.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did they do?
I would always go to the book fair and see if I could always find a new comic book.
Yeah.
But...
Somebody remind me I need to watch Jupiter's Legacy.
I miss the book fair. I'm going to be honest. That was like the best
Scholastic
time.
Book fairs?
Yes. Can we have one of those in high school?
Oh, Image did the comic adaptations of Dante's Inferno.
Dante from Devil May Cry?
No.
Charlie's
the original
Inferno
Dante.
Is Do we have that handsome devil in the system?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Boo.
Boo indeed.
Remind me, I need to put that one in.
I don't think
Skylanders?
I
don't think so. Skylanders? Wait,
which one?
What?
I don't know. He just said Skylanders.
Like, which giants or...
I don't know.
The combining ones, the capturing ones?
I don't know. I'm assuming it means comics.
Well, yeah, probably.
They did The Boys.
The Boys? Which... The Boys comics.
The comics. Dude, it just means
all
the comics. Yes.
All of them?
Yes. They're a publisher.
I mean, oh, they're a publisher.
Image is a publisher.
The Boys is kind of crazy.
Same way that DC is a publisher. The
they're
same
both insane.
Yeah, it's the same way that Marvel and DC are publishers.
Oh,
Marvel
yeah.
did the Star Wars comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did the Darth Vader comics.
That.
Marvel
yeah.
did Darth Vader.
They did Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's because they're owned by Disney.
That makes a lot more sense now. Okay.
Personally, I like Dark Horse comics.
Dark Horse is good because I like Umbrella Academy. That's good.
I don't really have a specific publisher. I just like good things.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me a good thing to read, good thing to watch, I'm happy.
Yeah. But game publishers suck. EA sucks.
They're money driven.
Sony
sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Helldivers. Remember that whole situation
a couple weeks
ago?
I figured out. I got new information on that. They actually... So what Sony did in the background is they made it so that people outside of their PlayStation Network region, whatever, can't buy the game anymore. So if they have it, they can still play it.
No, they can't. Well, people that already bought the game that are in the blacklisted regions can't open the game anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Did that change?
No, Steam had to refund those guys.
Bro...
Yeah, Sony is a scummy company, honestly.
Strong words.
That's a strong opinion you got there.
It is. It's scummy. It's because here's the thing. They got all of the money from the countries that they knew wouldn't have the PSN stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Then they tried to implement the mandatory PlayStation Network account linking 5 months after release, hundreds of thousands of players in blacklisted countries already own the game.
Yeah.
And then they block them from playing the game, block them from downloading the game, and block them from refunding the game from their own servers.
You
so Steam just manually issued refunds to all of them.
That reminds me of when Overwatch 2 first dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And
they forced
you to get... Add your phone number.
Yes.
Listen, to play the game.
The worst thing that you can do now in a game is make someone use a third-party account linking software.
Yeah. It's difficult and janky.
Because Sony is like, oh, we're doing it for additional security. Sony got a data breach twice last year.
I don't want Sony to have my information.
And almost a million accounts got leaked.
It's also janky. Because, like, have you ever used, like, Ubisoft Connect?
Yes. And I deleted my accounts because they got data leaked.
Yep.
They leaked data. Someone found a million people's account information.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is why I just don't trust third-party account linking anymore, except for Epic. Epic Games is the only third-party...
Yeah, that's odd.
That's the only third-party launcher
that
I'll use.
Epic has got hacked, too.
I know, but they handled it really fast.
Yes, they do.
Only, like, 14... Like, I think it was maybe, like, 1,400 people.
They've had some big ones, though, in the
past.
That's
still a lot, though.
Back in the day.
That's their biggest one.
I need to double check.
They did... I think it was Unreal was the biggest one. It was the Unreal Tournament was the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Epic Games.
I don't know. Hacks. Gaming is becoming different.
It sucks now.
I mean, it's not bad. It just it's
like
it's going down a way that it shouldn't be, it needs to turn away.
I will easily buy an indie game.
There was more. 2016, there was 252,000 accounts breached and leaked.
Yeah.
All that.
That's honestly a
pretty good track record considering they have 50 million active users daily.
Yeah.
That's still a lot
That's
of
a good track record.
But the fact that they had a hack, it's always really sketch once you
but
get hacked.
But again, that's 2016. They haven't had one that big in that long.
In 8 years.
8 years.
Mm. Nothing
Oh,
big
my God.
To be
2016 was 8 years ago.
Fellas.
Oh, my God. I was nine.
I was 10.
I got a day until I'm 18.
Oh, God. I was living the life.
I'm scared.
Eating crayons, sniffing glue.
I ate the glue and sniffed the crayons.
What they smell like?
Colors.
I've not really smelled the crayons. I usually just huff them
the
down.
I just ate them both.
Like mix them together, make a nice soup.
Put them in a blender.
Dude.
Did you ever melt the crayons as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Like you'd, I had a little like headlamp.
We just got a blow dryer out.
I just cracked the crayons and snapped them open.
Yeah.
Because I could.
Snap them open, start snacking on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the inside's my favorite.
It's what you do with the ink inside your pen.
Okay, no. I'm going to have to ask.
Did you see the guy on TikTok who got a squid ink sack and then rubbed it all over his arms?
And then it didn't come off?
It still hasn't come off.
Yeah.
It's like a tattoo.
Easy blackout tattoo.
Yep.
Who would have guessed rubbing ink on your skin is going to stain it?
Squid ink is actually used in a few places as like a really effective temporary tattoo.
And food.
Yeah.
Really,
people eat
really
it
effective.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Squid ink pasta is a
thing. Because it doesn't come off when you wash it. It stays for a while.
Yeah.
And you can do really good design with it.
Yeah, because it's so liquidy.
It's also apparently tasty.
Yeah.
People eat
squid ink.
I don't know if I want to eat squid ink.
I don't know either.
Me neither.
I think it'd be fun. Because, like,
apparently it's salty.
Well, who'd have guessed? Oh,
something that comes out of the sea would be salty.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
It's like there's salt in there.
Who'd have guessed?
You think anything in Star Wars tastes salty?
Oh, probably a lot.
Oh, definitely. Probably like,
Think Porg tastes like?
Porg? I don't want to know.
I'm
going to
say
pork. I want to say, no.
I think because they're birds.
They are birds, but I don't feel like it tastes like chicken. I feel like it'd have to be a little bit something. Cause
maybe like...
They're more like... They kind of act more like mammals because they got hair on them.
Yeah.
Not really feathers. So I'd say
maybe
it'd be...
it's like...
A weird...
Beef?
I want
beaver.
No. Bovine? No, not like beaver.
Platypus.
Maybe
hamster.
More like... I've never had platypus, but
I don't
I feel
think
like,
you've had... I don't think anyone has.
I feel like it would be
they
a
probably have.
Mix between...
Kangaroo.
I would this is a difficult question.
What do you think the Sarlacc tastes like?
Oh, what's that thing? Sarlacc? Oh, that's going to taste dry and rubbery. It's going to be like a gator.
We're going to look at
100%.
It
the Sarlacc is the big worm.
It is going to be
that
dry.
That tried to eat the falcon.
It
oh
is
my
going
gosh.
To be chewy and difficult to eat. You are not going to enjoy eating
you think
Sarlacc.
It tastes like a
sandworm.
You think it tastes like a Pop-Tart?
I feel like it would taste more like a bear in terms of texture.
Yeah.
Because it's large. It's going to be gristly and tough. You know,
I feel like
really...
it'd just be like crazy jerky.
Like,
Maybe.
Unprepared just tastes like jerky.
Yeah, probably. But like really bad jerky.
Yeah.
I want to see a movie in the Star Wars universe where it's just like Gordon Ramsay going to different planets and making food out of different aliens.
Guy Fieri. goes planet to planet making and eating food.
The Star Wars.
I would love to see Gordon Ramsay or Guy Fieri doing a Star Wars movie.
A competition between Grievous and...
Gordon Ramsay.
And Admiral General Gunray trying to see who makes the best food. I'm Guy Fieri, and welcome to Starships, Dine-Ins, and...
Planetoid Snacks.
Where today, I'm with the Separatist Hunter... General Grievous, and we're going to be making... What are you making again? Good to know. And Admiral Gunray, what are you making today?
I don't remember what Gunray sounds like.
I don't remember what he sounds like either. I can see that funny hat on his head, but I don't remember what he says or how he talks.
I think his name is funny. Newt Gunray. Newt Gunray. It's funny.
It's a fun name.
Because you just switch one letter in his first name and it becomes even funnier.
Yeah.
Toot.
No.
Toot Gunray.
I mean, that's pretty funny too. That's not what I was getting at.
But, oh my gosh.
Poot
Gunray? I need to watch all the Star Wars movies again. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I want to watch all of Star Wars in chronological order.
I want to watch, so you'll like watch like the
It starts with like the prequels.
Start with the prequels, then you watch the Clone Wars thoroughly.
Yes.
Then you...
Well, no, because different seasons take place in different times.
Okay, then you got to time it right.
Yeah, there's like there's a wiki page for it that's every event in chronological order.
Oh, that's going to be...
Same with the Marvel series.
Yeah, they do that with Marvel. Yeah. But Marvel's a lot easier because they have a section on Disney Plus for that.
Yeah. They have it all timed.
They did it for you.
Yeah, they did it for
you. Which is quite nice.
That is very handy.
Can I just say how good the Iron Man movies were?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
How quickly do you think Iron Man could have disassembled the Death Star?
Probably. It would take him a while. I'd say a month. Because that thing's really big.
2 weeks.
So.
And a big
I give him 4 days.
4 days? For the whole thing? He's going to get tired. He's going to have to eat, sleep, and drink.
You got scrapping it?
You got to take...
Hulk Buster.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Easiest solution ever. Just big robot... Iron Man will pull an Evangelion.
You know what he'll do? He'd make robots to do it for him.
You did not just say that.
Yeah, he'll do an Evangelion.
Pull an Evangelion.
He could definitely make one.
He'll do a Gundam. I think Iron Man could make a Gundam.
Yeah.
Didn't he, in the comics, make, a sun-powered suit?
He did.
Yes. He was stuck in space for a while, right?
Yeah, he was. There was, a whole thing where he just... I think he was Captain Universe at one point, but everybody was Captain Universe at one point.
There's too many multiverses...
Yeah.
To keep track of.
I can't pay attention to anything.
The only one that I say you can really keep track of is the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just because everything is in the Spider-Verse.
Everything
and nothing
is Spider-Man.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
Well, everything touches in the Spider-Verse. You can actually see everything overlap, and they explained it well.
Yeah, it makes more sense in terms of everything.
The movies were great.
The movies are great.
I want to see Star Wars multiverse stuff again. I want to see it done well, though. Visions is really good Star Wars multiverse stuff.
I want... Oh, dude.
But I want to see a what if for Star Wars.
I want to see Darth Null.
Oh God!
Go back.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Nihilus in live action.
Yes, the Planet Eater.
Nihilus is terrifying.
Oh, dude, that would be so cool if they just throw him into a movie all of a sudden.
If he just showed up.
Oh, dude.
I want to see a High Republic series.
I want to see him eat a planet.
I need to see a High Republic series where, the original Sith wars and stuff like that.
That would be
before
sick.
They had the rule of two. That's what I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see it. Yeah.
I need to see Revan.
Riven? Oh.
I need to see Revan.
Oh, he's so cool.
He's so cool. He's got a purple and a red lightsaber.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
I want to see Darth Bane.
Oh, Bane is awesome.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
I want to see?
I want to see that one Sith that had a lightsaber that would always turn off. No, wait. That is Bane.
He had
a two-sided lightsaber that only one could be active at a time.
Yeah.
I feel like he's the reason why the Sith were that's a weak move right there, buddy.
Yeah, it was a Trakato, I believe, was the lightsaber's form that used that.
Yeah, and he did that, and I think as time went on, the Sith were like, that's stupid. What are you doing, buddy?
We're banning that.
Who was the guy that turned off his lightsaber midway and then, went through other people's?
That's Bane.
That's Bane. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. It's a banned lightsaber technique.
Because his saber, it's really sick. So one side is green, one side is red. I don't remember why.
Bait them, right?
Yeah, he would fight with one side, and then he'd...
Toggle it. He would toggle it, and then while they were swinging to block the one, he would instead flick it off and then just whip around with the other side of the lightsaber and chop off
and
an
only
arm.
One side could be active at a time.
Exactly. That's why it worked so well.
So it wouldn't aim at him.
It would.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an effective way of fighting, but, you know, it was a douchey way of fighting. So the Sith banned it.
Which is the best way of fighting in Star Wars.
And the Jedi just consider it dishonorable. Yeah. Terrible.
Meanwhile, Anakin Skywalker, in one deleted scene in the third of the prequel trilogy, when fighting Count Dooku, did one of the coolest moves I have ever seen. But unfortunately, they deleted it. But it was similar to that, in which Dooku was swinging. But Anakin, what he did was he swung, dropped his lightsaber into the other hand and caught it, and then started swinging again.
Okay, that's not the same as...
It was similar.
It's similar.
It was almost like the... What was the one Game of Thrones? Who was the guy in Game of Thrones that did that?
I don't know. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
He was blocking with the sword. He dropped it into his other hand and then shanked into the stomach.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I just...
Hold on.
There's so many good Sith stuff. Yeah. So many good Star Wars... opportunities.
No, and then the lore about the Sith, if you go to like all the different planets and all of that stuff and really touch on all the like how crazy they got in depth, because they got excommunicated from the Jedi Order, whatever, sent all the way outside of the known space, right, and then ended up finding a planet full of Sith energy, whatever. They had like made an entire colony.
They basically did what the Jedi had done on Coruscant, but elsewhere.
Yep.
So.
Set up for them, though.
And then there was only two. So.
And I think his lightsaber got cursed or something, and his ghost was hanging out. There was some crazy lore.
Whose lightsaber?
I forget. I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I know it.
There was one that I'm thinking of, but I don't know his name or anything about him.
And then.
So.
I found it. Okay. I found it.
What did you find?
The guy that switched his hands.
No, I found the Star Wars scene.
Oh.
Oh, you found the scene? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I'm going to play it real quick just for you guys.
Just for us listeners. Yeah. You won't be able to see this, but we'll try to explain it. Yeah, I mean, Kieran basically already did.
So, look, right off to the side here is what you're going to be watching.
Yeah, I'm watching. So, all right. He's swinging.
Oh, see how he dropped the lightsaber and switched hands?
Around the other lightsaber.
He drops it behind him, dodges the attack, and then grabs it with his other hand. Yeah. Okay. That's similar, but it's similar. Not the same style.
No, but it's sick, and it should have been in the movie.
Yeah, he went around the other lightsaber.
He went around it.
He was swinging it in a circle, right?
That was sick.
That would also kind of show like how he's slowly going into the dark side.
He's abandoning Jedi stuff. That's the whole point.
He's abandoning,
and it would have been done really well.
It would have, yes.
It would have showed more of a slow burn than just like an instant... decapitating Dooku now. Just, it would have been a more slow burn effect, and it would have made it feel more, like, inevitable, right?
Yes.
It would have been a better...
lead-in.
It would have been a better lead-in, yeah.
So, do you guys think that Anakin truly did bring balance to the Force? Because I have an explanation for why I think he did.
In the end, he did.
He did.
In the end, yes.
And I have a reason, I think I know why. Because he mastered both arts.
Yep.
Right? Light. Yeah. The light side of the Force, the dark side of the Force. He mastered both. And his son, Luke, very good man, continued the Jedi legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best person ever. We don't talk about the sequels.
yeah, we don't talk about the sequels. They kind of butchered him.
They did. They butchered
more
Luke.
More than butchered him, yes.
My boy.
I did love Luke in Mando and Boba Fett.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a good scene.
It was so good.
To just see him show up out of nowhere.
And start training Grogu.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was funny.
That's the Luke I know. That's Luke Skywalker. Not a deranged 80-year-old man trying to kill his nephew because he's angry.
I kind of like the deranged 80-year-old man. Yeah, but like, kill him.
Yeah, that's funny, but it's really, not Luke Skywalker.
They didn't really explain...
how he got there.
How he got to that point or why? Other than, I had a crazy dream, so I had to kill my nephew. Like, okay, what? That doesn't happen.
Why am I crazy? I don't know. How did I get here? Maybe.
I'm just a nutcase now.
A lot of people have been saying that if they ever go back to, like, Luke Skywalker again, that Sebastian Stan should play Luke Skywalker. Because he looks a lot like young Mark Hamill.
Let me look him up.
Sebastian Stan is the Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sebastian Shaw.
I could see him doing it. He'd need to work on the hair.
Yeah,
work
no,
on the makeup,
he,
and
like,
the costumes.
He fits really well. He looks like him.
I could see him making it work, but
it could
be
a young
little,
Luke Skywalker.
It could be a little difficult. They'd have mm-hmm. to find a way to work with it, but I feel like they could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, he was on The Martian.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But he could definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Black I think that's Swan. What we need to start doing again. We need to just go back to just casting younger actors again to play younger versions of characters rather than
the Solo
digital
movie?
De-aging.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked that
I
movie
liked it.
A
it
lot.
Was so good.
It was a very, like, divisive movie at release, but I really liked it because it touched on literally every aspect of Han Solo's origin.
And it did it well. It wasn't, you
it
know.
It did.
It wasn't.
I liked seeing Han as a stormtrooper because he was, in fact, a stormtrooper.
Rogue One was also really good.
I liked Rogue One.
It didn't really touch on, you know, most of the other aspects. The hallway scene, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
No, do you know why I love that scene so much?
Because it's good.
No, it's because Darth Vader is completely invisible until he turns on his lightsaber.
Oh.
He has lots of glowing buttons and dials on his, like, chest piece that are controlling his respirator, by the way.
Yeah.
So he quite literally turned off his life support for the dramatic effect. And that is how you know Anakin Skywalker is definitely Darth Vader.
Didn't you know that... Did they, like, completely re-choreograph it so it's, like, exactly like the hallway scene in the original movie?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh, it was so good. Oh, I want to... I'm going to have a Star Wars marathon at some point. I'm going to make some popcorn. I'm going to get everything set because, like, I am just...
Do you want to know how much Star Wars stuff is actually, like, how many hours of Star Wars there are that you would have to watch? Like, that you would have to watch in order?
Several days.
90? Oh,
not 90. Around 180 straight hours of
Star
Wars.
Oh, that's so much Star Wars. That's a lot.
Not even counting, like, comics and audiobooks.
Okay,
it's
well, we're not counting those. We're talking, like, sit down, watch the movie, eat some popcorn kind of store.
There's a lot.
That would be so much fun.
So much.
What's 190 hours and days?
Yeah. Wow.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Several?
Several.
Because, like,
Let me see. I'm just going to go to the calculator. Hold on.
7.917 days. So it'd take you just over a week.
Yeah, but that's counting if you don't sleep.
Yeah, that's
eat,
a week
drink.
Straight.
That's like trying to watch all of One Piece in
one sitting.
Crunch it all
which
down.
You could do.
You can do that. It's just very difficult.
Because there's about 1,400 episodes that are each like 20 minutes long. So 1,400 times 20 would be 2,800 divided by 24. So you would need to sit down and watch. You could watch all of One Piece in...
You should divide it by 60 instead.
Yeah, over 60.
Hours.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see.
Do it again real quick.
Come on, Kieran. We don't got much time.
Divided by 60. 466 straight hours of One Piece.
Good Lord!
That's what, 2 weeks? Two and a half?
19.4 days.
Youch.
That's not counting breaks to eat, drink, sleep.
That is two
use the
and a half
restroom.
Weeks.
That
yeah.
is
almost 3 weeks.
That would be an entire month if you just if you had breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
To all watch all of One Piece.
Wow,
that's
Let's
watching
set aside
nothing else.
A month of our lives.
Spend an entire month sitting on your couch watching One Piece. That is.
But first, an entire week watching Star Wars.
Yay!
Maybe a little over a week. 2 weeks.
2 weeks watching Star Wars. You need a break.
Surround yourself with lightsabers.
But I definitely think that we need more Commando stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
We need more clones.
Please.
I want to see Captain Rex in live action.
Please. I want to see... You know what I want to see in live action?
Hmm.
Really bad. Who was I thinking of? I want to see... Shoot, I forgot his name.
What was the guy with the long nose?
The guy with the long nose. Do you know how...
Minecraft villager.
No, you're talking about what's his name from
Guido?
Guido. I love Guido.
I just want him.
He sold Anakin.
I want him
he
as a friend.
Sell Anakin.
That was, what a man.
I feel like he'd be really good chilling in a room.
Yeah.
Good commentary.
Yeah. I'd like to go out and have some food with Guido. That'd be fun.
I want to take
we should
on a
get
date.
An interview with Guido next week.
We should. I don't think that was his name.
No, that's his name. Guido.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it was.
I'm going to Google who's the guy that sold Anakin to Qui-Gon.
I'm just going to search up Guido and get it faster.
Google
who
sold
Anakin. It's Watto.
Guado.
No, just Watto.
Watto. No, Guado.
W-A-T-T-O. Watto.
Watto. Okay.
Greedo is the guy that shot at Han Solo.
Oh, close enough.
There's too many with all the same names.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways, that's all we have for today. That's all the time we've got.
I'm going to sell Gabe.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we're going to sell Gabe to Qui-Gon Jinn.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is the second to last episode. Last episode.
Gosh.
We'll think of something important to do. But for now, bye.
Jedi.